Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And if you know something about stories, they never die, they evolve. Last year, in November of 2023, we covered a very pertinent story around how global property company WeWork had filed for bankruptcy, listing nearly $19 billion of debt and a fresh low for the co-working company that struggled to recover from the pandemic. Now, if you do recall, WeWork is part of a global conglomerate, and this was part of the operations in the US which struggled. However, we did speak to the CEO of WeWork South Africa, Stefano Maglori, who had given us some perspective that WeWork South Africa, which operates separately from WeWork Global, was not impacted by the emergence of the bankruptcy that impacted the international operations. So we thought, let's get a follow-up on the story, following up on what is happening locally in terms of WeWork's operations, as many of us now are back at the office for work, but also to find out how their global counterparts are doing in terms of the legal proceedings to get the business back to being a going concern. Andrew Robinson, Executive Director at WeWork South Africa, joins us now for more. Such a pleasure to have you, Andrew, and welcome.
So lovely to be here, Guru.
Always excited to speak to you. I must say I frequent your workspaces and offices quite often, and I'm impressed by the caliber of tenants that you have in your building. So I think that's very telling. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, Gugu. It really is a hive of activity. It's a place that I love to come to work every day.
Yeah, fantastic. I love it as well. I visit the likes of CNBC, Africa, Naspers, Redefine. So it's really been refreshing to see some of your clients in the South African office. But maybe before we get an update on what's happening locally, let's get a refresher on what's happening with WeWork Global and the concerns around the bankruptcy that was filed last year. Are you able to share any details regarding this?
Yes, absolutely. Very, very high level. I sit here because I guess it's really positive news for a change. 1st of November 2023, when we connected, WeWork went into Chapter 11 in Canada and America. And 9 months later, it's popped out a much better, healthier business. It's strengthened their capital structure, and they've optimized their real estate portfolio, and they've just brought in a new global CEO to lead the next phase of the WeWork story.
That's fantastic to hear. And I guess this does mean that does the global fitness of the business play any influence on the South African operations at all?
There's no real impact on the South African operations. South Africa, we wholly owned and we wholly operated. But from a global WeWork perspective, and I think money now being invested at a global level for growth, it's definitely going to have an impact on us down the line.
Okay. Let's talk about that from a local point of view and what the South African operations look like. As I say, I've been very impressed and have had a lot of fun when I go into many of your buildings. But what's the environment looking like right now, post the pandemic?
We're definitely seeing a huge return to the office. People are feeling incredibly lonely at home, and they're now wanting to come back and interact with their colleagues. And be part of their business again. WeWork in South Africa has got three locations, one in Rosebank, one in Sandton, and in Cape Town. The Rosebank building is actually the largest flexi work in Africa. Wow. And we're home to almost 2,500 people. And the space is made up, just for your listeners who don't know the WeWork model, we're made up of the office home for entrepreneurs, small businesses, and one third of all Fortune 500 companies. So there's a real mix of members in our space.
I can attest to that. Some JSE listed firms as your tenants, which I think is such a beautiful reflection of the shift in the dynamics that we're witnessing in the commercial real estate space, especially in your Johannesburg node, Sandton and Rosebank. Help contextualize that for us, because there was a time where this model perhaps was still frowned upon.
I think that the world of work is really changing now, and COVID accelerated that. Gone are the days of huge offices for executives. Everybody is coming into smaller office space and using facilities that they kind of pay for on a pay-by-use basis. I mean, what's particularly nice, Gugu, about the WeWork model is, as you mentioned, we've got some of the biggest listed companies, all Fortune 500 companies sitting in our space, but we've also got one person hustle entrepreneurs who come into the best buildings in our nodes. And for them, it's absolutely incredible because they just have exposure to a community that they would never have before. I was at, this morning I was getting my cappuccino at our barista station, and one of the CEOs of a big listed company came down, and I saw him have a quick conversation with a startup entrepreneur.
How refreshing. And
stuff like that, that really warms my heart.
Right.
And that's just real testament to the community. And what you'll probably find is that entrepreneur will have a follow-up meeting, and who knows where that conversation will lead to.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is exactly why this is such a refreshing space to be in, and to witness the interactions that take place is the level of networking that it really does provide. And from what I understand, this is a big expansion drive that you're not only looking to have here in South Africa, but across the continent as well, with licenses that you've recently acquired for Nigeria, Kenya and Ghana. Give us more context here. Is this part of the growth story?
Absolutely. So we are, our private equity business, Sisa Benza, is the franchise holder of WeWork in South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, and Mauritius. We've got our eyes on those territories at the moment. I mean, what's so nice about WeWork is it becomes the lighthouse of the node. So when we open up in Nairobi, for example, it becomes the center of so much activity. And what the WeWork brand does bring is a level of credibility, a level of service, and a product that our members know. WeWork currently operates in 600 locations around the world, 37 countries, and has over 4 million square meters of real estate. When a WeWork opens in a Nairobi, it will become really the place to be.
Yeah, and I think this is important for us to understand, because essentially, as Sisebenza, with the license for WeWork to operate across the continent, you help make it easier for big businesses and entrepreneurs to actually come into a particular space and city and set up their operations there. I'm keen and I'm curious to find out if there are any incentives that might be granted by the governments of these markets that you operate in to make it more favorable for you to explore opportunities there.
Yeah, look, we're having a lot of conversations with certain cities in these African territories, as well as governments, and they're all very excited. The real estate unlock is incredibly difficult. Mm. And that's really, what we figure out. It's very difficult for a business looking to, let's say, expand into West Africa, into Lagos. The first thing is they're looking for a place to call their home. Mm. And that's something that WeWork solves.
Andrew, I'm keen for us just to deep dive into this, because I think it's so important. See, my brain cells are getting tickled again. because what we take for granted in a country like South Africa is that land rights, property ownership across countries across the continent are very complex to navigate around, right? You could actually build a structure and have someone come in and say, you've actually built this building on my property and on my land. And that adds to the frustration and the confusion. So I'm keen for you just to take us down that journey to help understand how you navigate that complexity to make it easier then for you to have tenants in the form of the big companies and small businesses that you host.
Look, our approach as Sisa Benza growing into the African countries has always been to find the local partners and local operators, and in this case, local landlords. The success in doing business in the continent is about partnership, working with people you know, like, and trust. Mm. And that's kind of the first box that we tick. Real estate is what we understand. Doing business in in Africa, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, Africa is 54 countries, 2,000 languages. It's a very complex, complicated place. But doing business in the nodes that certainly WeWork has targeted, we really do our due diligence. And what we do ensure is before we take on a building, that it is the right building in the right location.
Yep.
And we're able to offer the right services. I mean, it's not just the real estate, it's everything that comes around it. It's the technology stack, it's the Wi-Fi, it's the right HVAC or air conditioning. It's the customer experience. And I think that and the build out, just to build out a building, is incredibly technical and very, very complicated. Our Rosebank building that's got 2,500 desks in it. I mean, that's 2,500 desks, 2,500 chairs. I mean, that's a lot of equipment that you need to bring into an operation.
And I think this is so important to highlight, because you're quite right. You know, we walk in as entrepreneurs, you pay a monthly fee, but you have access to all of these resources. And it's the facilities management and ensuring that there's sufficient power and even vetting the right tenants to ensure that there's an inclusive mix. It sounds like quite a process. And this is typically what we're not privy to, right, Andrew, as consumers or clients who walk into your buildings. But essentially, to keep the lights on, the aircon going, the safety going, the furniture intact, I'm assuming it takes quite a bit.
The 12 hours of diesel during load shedding six.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the stuff that keeps us awake at night. And the key is, that's not what we want our members to be kept awake at night. Mm-hmm. You know, we worry about when the lights go on, we worry about the generator coming up, and we make sure that it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
The whole key for us is that our community needs to focus on what they're good at. And what they're good at is running and operating their businesses. I mean, business is hard enough. You don't need to worry about the real estate play and, you know, cleaning the floors and how much coffee is sitting in the coffee machine, or is the milk in the fridge fresh, or is it off? Those are the things that that keep us awake at night, and we make sure that we execute in the best way possible to give an incredible experience to our community.
Definitely.
And it goes down to the old analogy: focus on what you're good at and outsource what you're not good at. We're good at real estate. So for all the businesses out there, WeWork is certainly a wonderful, happy, incredible space to be. And not only for the lights and electricity going on, but it's a place where people feel inspired every single day. I feel inspired every day.
Definitely, as one should. I'm thinking of the black cups in the coffee nooks and the kitchen that you also have branded as WeWork.
I just ordered 3,000 of them today.
That's interesting, right? Because we just pop up and we see the cups. Okay, Andrew, at least you know I've been to your buildings.
It's amazing. Those cups are an interesting story, because they make their way out of the building, but. We're very happy about that, because it's a billboard in your home. So when I walk into a friend's house and they give me my tea in the morning and a WeWork cup, it's the billboard sitting in their house. So those cups are very special and dear to us.
On average, how many cups do you replenish a month there, Andrew?
I don't know, but it's got to be quite a bit. We're serving, and our coffee is free. At our barista station in Rosebank, we're giving over, and everything, all the coffee is free when you come into our space. We probably do over 500 cappuccinos at our barista station a day, and well over 3,000-4,000 coffees in each building a day. It's a lot of coffee, but coffee in our community is incredibly important. And my partner is Italian, so that's the one thing we do not stint on. So if you want the best coffee, come to WeWork.
I like the advertising plug in there, Andrew. But more than anything, I think it allows.
I've got to get it in.
I think it allows us to have such a refreshing business perspective for anyone who walks into your buildings for a client meeting, for a catch up, just leasing out an office space to be professional and meet more clients. It really does give us a very refreshing perspective. So thank you so much, though.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and looking forward to the growth. I guess one more question I do want to squeeze in. I know I'm running over time, but in terms of the growth that you're seeing across the continent, that's quite clear. The opportunity is there. South Africa, though, is it competitive or are you looking to consolidate with a few partners?
No, we, from a South African perspective, we are looking to grow. There are a number of nodes that we want to be in. It just takes a lot of time. Within the service flexi market in South Africa, there's massive growth. You've got over 60 operators and 350 locations. 1% of all commercial real estate in South Africa is currently serviced. And we believe in the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to go to 5%.
Wow.
And that's a 5 times growth within the sector. So we are very, very bullish about the sector we play in South Africa. And we are excited to see our competitors growing, a new entrance coming into the market. It's really, really good for us.
Definitely. Andrew, I can't wait to bump into you at one of your coffee shops at WeWork soon. I promise.
I can't wait to have a cortado with you.
I promise I'll keep the cups behind. I won't take them home. Thanks for your time this evening,
Thank
Andrew.
Thank you so
Such
much.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's Andrew Robinson, Executive Director at WeWork South Africa. So there you have it. WeWork not only looking to expand in South Africa, but across the continent as well. Key markets, Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana and Mauritius, all of whom have actually seen a level of resounding success of South African businesses moving there. This is a story that is a follow-up to the concerns around WeWork Global. As you might have heard, November 2023, we did get some perspective as to the bankruptcy that they had filed for. Internationally, they had just expanded way too quickly, too soon, and had incurred a lot of debt. But the update is that WeWork Global now finding itself in a position of financial fitness. Locally, the two aren't linked. The local license is owned by Sisebenza, and they have been finding opportunity to grow in South Africa and clearly have not been impacted by the bankruptcy or business rescue procedures that were implemented in the US operations. Interesting dynamics, right? Next time you visit a WeWork building, just take a look at the list of tenants on the wall. That will give you some insight as to how corporates in South Africa and entrepreneurs are shifting the model of corporate spaces and rentals, essentially. And then maybe look at those cups. Just don't leave with them.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.